How to Break Free from Automatic Billing, a practical guide to removing your card from subscription ecosystems. If you want to stop unwanted recurring charges, start by pulling up your last two credit card statements and highlighting every unfamiliar billing descriptor. Then log into your card issuer's app and cross-reference what you find. From there, visit each platform directly to remove your saved card or cancel the service entirely. For free trials you aren't sure about, consider using a virtual card number so your real card stays protected. Subscription creep. Subscription creep is real. You sign up for a free trial, forget about it, and 6 months later, you've paid $90 for a service you've used twice. Multiply that across streaming platforms, app stores, meal kits, and cloud storage, and you've got a web of automatic billing that quietly drains your budget every month, like a subscription ecosystem. The good news is that you can audit, remove, and replace your payment information strategically without accidentally cutting off services you actually need. Here's how to do it. Step 1, run a subscription audit. Before you can fix the problem, you need to see the full picture. Pull 2 to 3 months of statements. Look at both your credit card and bank account. Recurring charges often hide in plain sight under vague billing descriptors like PayPal*Digital or Apple.com/bill. Flag every charge under $20. Small amounts are where subscription creep lives. A $4.99 monthly charge rarely triggers alarms, but four of them add up to nearly $240 a year. Check your email. Search your inbox for words like receipt, subscription, trial, and renewal. These confirmation emails are a paper trail for every service you've ever signed up for. Step 2, remove your card from the Big Four ecosystems. The majority of recurring charges flow through a handful of major platforms. Here's where to go for each one. Platform. Where to manage subscriptions. Apple. Settings subscriptions. Google Play. Play.google.com payments and subscriptions. Amazon. Account memberships and subscriptions. PayPal. Settings payments manage automatic payments. For streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Spotify, log in on a desktop browser and navigate to account billing or payment info to remove or replace your saved card. Step 3, sort subscriptions into keep, replace, and cancel. Not every subscription needs to go, but every one of them needs a decision. Keep and update. For services you actively use and want to continue, update the payment method so billing continues smoothly. Replace with a virtual card. For services you want to try but don't fully trust with your main card number, banks such as Capital One, Citi, and third-party tools like Privacy.com let you generate a virtual card number, a temporary or merchant-locked number that protects your real account. Cancel immediately. Cancel free trials you forgot to cancel, duplicate services, or anything you haven't used in 90 days. Step 4, protect your essentials before you make changes. This is the step most guides skip, and it's the one that causes the most headaches. Before removing your card from everything, identify which recurring charges are non-negotiable essentials. Utility autopay. Insurance premiums. Mortgage or rent autopay. Loan payments. Missing a payment on any of these can trigger late fees, affect your credit score, or create a lapse in coverage, as in the case of insurance. Update your payment method on these accounts before canceling or replacing your card, not after. Step 5, build a cleaner system going forward. Once you've cleared the clutter, set yourself up so this doesn't happen again. Use one dedicated card for subscriptions. This makes future audits easy by having all recurring charges live in one place. Use virtual card numbers for any future free trials. Many offer single-use or merchant-locked numbers that expire automatically. Set a calendar reminder for every free trial. Add the end date to your calendar the same day you sign up. Review your subscription card once a month. It takes 5 minutes and keeps subscription creep from coming back. Key takeaways. Subscription creep is a budget killer. Small recurring charges, often under $20, add up fast and are easy to miss without a regular audit. Start with your statements. 2 to 3 months of credit card and bank records will reveal most of the hidden charges draining your account. The big four ecosystems, Apple, Google, Amazon, and PayPal, are where most recurring charges originate. Check these first. Protect your essentials before making changes. Update payment info on utilities, insurance, and loan payments before removing your card from anything. Virtual card numbers are your best defense against free trial traps and unfamiliar merchants. One dedicated subscription card makes future audits faster and keeps your finances organized. You can take back control of your money. Automatic billing isn't going away. If anything, the subscription economy is still growing. But that doesn't mean you have to be a passive participant. A single afternoon spent auditing your statements, removing your card from platforms you've forgotten about, and updating your payment method on the services that matter can put hundreds of dollars back in your pocket over the course of a year. Think of it less like a chore and more like a financial reset. Once your subscription ecosystem is lean and intentional, maintaining it takes minutes a month. And every charge on your statement will be one you actually chose. Frequently asked questions about removing your card from subscriptions. Will canceling my credit card automatically stop all recurring charges? Not always. Some merchants will continue attempting to bill your account even after a card is canceled, especially if they're enrolled in automatic account updater programs that some card issuers use. The safest approach is to cancel or update each subscription directly before closing or replacing your card to avoid unexpected charges or service disruptions. What is a virtual card number, and should I use one for subscriptions? A virtual card number is a randomly generated card number linked to your real account but kept separate from it. It's ideal for free trials or unfamiliar merchants because it limits exposure if the merchant gets breached or charges you unexpectedly. How do I dispute a recurring charge I didn't authorize? Contact your card issuer directly and flag the charge as unauthorized. Under Federal Regulation Z, credit card holders have the right to dispute billing errors, including charges from merchants they no longer have an active relationship with. Keep records of your cancellation confirmation in case the issuer asks for supporting documentation during the dispute process. The Epoch Times copyright 2026. The views and opinions expressed are those of the authors. They are meant for general informational purposes only and should not be construed or interpreted as a recommendation or solicitation. The Epoch Times does not provide investment, tax, legal, financial planning, estate planning, or any other personal finance advice. The Epoch Times holds no liability for the accuracy or timeliness of the information provided.